Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin. You recall yesterday in our Limud of Maseches Brachos, we came across this statement on Daf Vav on the Beis, where the Gemara says, Igra de Pirka, Rieta, according to one Mandamar, and Igra de Pirka, Svara, according to another opinion, right? So we want to try to understand a little bit about the nature of limud and svara. We know this is a term that we throw around here in the space manager all the time. We obviously hold it out to be something very important. The question is, what is its place in, I'll call it, the derech limud of a ben yeshiva, ben Torah, not just here, but what is its role in a person building up their knowledge of Torah and approaching the Chachmas Hashem as manifest in Torah Shebaal Peh? So famously, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that the pasuk of Vishinantam Lavanecha teaches us, say Chazal, Sheyehiyu, good, Sheyehiyu Divrei Torah Mechudodim Beficha. It's a drasha. That you should make sure that the words of Torah are mechudadim b'ficha, that they are sharp, they're honed in your mouth. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us the Gemara means mechudadim b'ficha, chazor aleihem. You should go over them. You should review them. Chazor aleihem. U'bedok be'omkam, or bodok be'omkam, meaning that they are, you've reviewed them and you've checked them to their fullest. They've been fully checked.
Vetted.
Well, I don't want to use that term because that doesn't necessarily mean vetted to decide whether or not it's good. It means make sure that you're...
Make sure that you have sound thinking.
Yeah, make sure that you have fully understand it. Make sure that you fully understand that which is Divrei Torah. So it's first, in other words, it's first Chazor Aleihem. First Chazor Aleihem, and then Bidok Ba'omkam. Then check their depths. You can plumb the depths after, but first it's Chazor Aleihem. Again, I'm not going to use that term because you know that I associate it with a certain sense of laziness. But yes, when a person has learned the sugi first and learned the Gemara first by being chozer, by reviewing it, now he can lay claim to having a certain level of understanding, of appreciation. Then he can be bedok ba'omkam. Then he could start plumbing the depths and deciding what the deeper meaning and interpretation is. Okay. But you won't be able to do that. You can't be bedok ba'omkam without being chazor aleihem, it would seem. And the Gemara in Sukkah seems to bear this out. Let's begin with the Gemara in Sukkah. Someone want to volunteer? Ki hod the rav of Rami bar Chama. Go ahead.
Kiha
the Rava of Rami Bar Chama.
Kihavu. Kaima Drabhista. Marati.
Yeah.
Big Mara. Bahadi Hadadi.
Good.
Bahadar
Ma'ina. Ma'aini Biswar. So Kihad the Rav of Rami Bar Chama, Kihavu Kaimi Mekame de Rav Chizda. And it came to pass that when Rava and Rami Bar Chama were in front of, in presence of Rav Chizda, Marahati Bigemara, Bahadi Hadadi, they would be Marahit in the Gemara together. And then Vahadar means, and then Ma'ini Biswar. Rashi. Let's wait till Matt gets to the place because this is an important Rashi. Oh, you want someone to read that aloud for everyone, Matthew?
Yeah.
Which Debra Maskal are you reading? Which Debra Maskal are you reading in Rashi? David, you want to tell him which Debra Maskal he's reading?
The last one that we're doing?
Yeah. Ma'ini. Vahadar Ma'ini Biswar.
Ma'ini?
Mm hmm.
The last five
letters, right? Ma time. No, that's That's what it means. That's what it means. What Svara means? Taimo Shaldavar. How about going a little bit back to the previous Rashi? A little bit earlier in Rashi. Ki havu kaimi mekami d'Rav Chisda. Basar de'agmarinhu shmaitza. What does that mean? What does it mean? Basar de'agmarinhu shmaitza.
After you learn.
After they learn the sugya, the learning, the limud. After they learn the limud, merahati begemara, masha shamu mipiv. I mean, they would go over, they would review in the Gemara, masha shamu mipiv. What's piv?
Mouth.
Who's piv? I'm saying. Rav Chisda. No, they learned with Rav Chisda apparently. And after Basar the Agmarin Shmaitza, after they learned in together with Rav Chisda, Marati Bigimar Masha Shama Mipiv, they would go over his explanation of the Shmaitza, of the Gemara. Davar Ploni Aser, Davar Ploni Mutter. They'll go through, again, it sounds like a term that I'm really trying to stay away from that, but they would go over the interpretation of the Gemara. They would go over the explanation of the Gemara. They would go over, we'll call it the simple meaning of the Gemara. The pshat. They would go over the pshat. Let's use that term. They would go over the pshat. What is the Gemara saying is aser? What is the Gemara saying is mutter? Right? What do the words mean? That's what they would be going over. And then, after they did that, after they felt that they had some bilus over that, the hadar, afterwards, ma'ini besara. They would be ma'ayin and svarah, ma'ayin and svarah. What does that mean? Ma'atay moshal davar, imish lahashiv klom. Can we explain this? Can we answer up? Can we do other questions? Is there anything to answer? Is there anything left that needs to be explained? Hadar. What does hadar mean?
Return.
Well, afterwards. I mean, right after. First, they would do what? They would agmarinu shmaitzim. Mirati b'gemara mashashan. Then they would go over what they heard from the Rebbe. They would go over the interpretation of the Rebbe. And then they'd be mining the Svara.
Oh. No, there's this. I'm imagining it in a different way. How did they initially learn it? With the rabbi or without the rabbi?
That's a good question. Before that? Well, we'll get to that. That's a Me'iri that we quoted previously in Horios. Me'iri that I'm fairly fond of. But again, the Gemara in Kiddushin says it should be Mechudadim b'ficha Chazor Haleihem. And then bedok ba'omkam. Go over those words first. Go over the you all right?
Yeah.
Go over the text, and then bedok ba'omkam. Then you could try to plumb the depths of the said text, right? Kiha the Rav of Rami Bar Chama ki havu kaimi mekami the Rav Chisda merahati b'gemara. They would. Go through the Gemara, Masha Shamu Mipiv. Apparently, they heard his interpretation first. They would go over it, would review it to make sure they understood that, the pshat, and then.
Oh, but it sounds weird when you say the rabbi's interpretation.
I'm not using the word interpretation. I just said Masha Shamu Mipiv, Davar Ploni Aser, Davar Ploni Mutter.
So it seems like there.
Well, you're thinking in a time when we have the printed. You printed Talmud.
Yeah.
No, they listened to him say pshat.
Okay.
Say pshat. This is what the Torah asks. This is what the Torah permits. This is the reason. This is the reason for this. This is the verse that bears this out. This is the verse that bears out. They would go over that.
Okay. From the rabbi.
They would go over what he said. They would go over what he said. He was giving over Torah Shabbat Peh.
Okay.
And they would go.
So they heard it first.
They heard it from him.
Okay.
And they would go
then
over
they
it.
Go over.
They would go over what he said, and then they would be ma'ayin in the svara afterwards. They would say, okay, now is the look. We think about it, is there a Havamin here, is there a Maskana here, is there a Chakira here, is there something more to be said? They wouldn't say, let's
so
do that first.
An initial learning, a reviewing, and then you potentially could
right.
go farther.
That's right.
If there is farther.
Chazor Aleihem, Rashi says, Ubedok Ba'omkam. That's the Gemara. Right? And then it's only when? Hoder Maini Besvara. It's only after a person has already been what? A person's already been
involved.
Marahati Begemara. Whatever, Marahati Begemara, again, our Gemara is going to be somewhat different than the notion of the Gemara here. Okay, let's take a look at another place in Shas where we seem to have a similar idea, namely the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. You don't need to close this because we may revisit it. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. So those that are just joining us, and we're happy to have you, we've just quoted from the Gemara in Sukkah on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. Now we're looking at, I don't know how many of you got to see this Gemara inside, I hope it's all of you. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Ve'omar Rava. Ve'omar Rava. Le'olam. You guys need a minute to find the place?
Okay. 20 lines up from the bottom.
Okay, come on. So about 7 lines down from the beginning of the wide lines. The Omar Rava.
20
lines from the bottom. The Olam Yilmud Adam Torah. Person should first learn Torah. The Achar Kach Yehege. And then what?
Yehege Yilmud Adam.
What does that mean? Well, let's have to see. What does the Gemara Darshan over here? Shenemar b'toras Hashem. First it says b'toras Hashem, and then it says u'b'saraso yaga. I think we should see that verse inside. Let's take you have a Tehillim handy. You guys have a Tehillim handy?
No, but I know from Marv.
It's Tehillim. It's the first kapitel of Tehillim. Kapitel Aleph. The Perek. Okay, where are you reading? You're reading Kapitel Aleph Pasuk Beis? Why don't you just start from the beginning of the Kapitel?
Okay. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rishayim u'v'gneh chatan lo amad.
Right, this is a famous chapter of Tehillim. It's often recited at funerals. So, what does the first Pasuk mean?
Oh, v'moshav...
Could you sit up straight and read louder?
V'moshav leitim lo yashav. Praiseworthy is the man who walked not in the counsel of the wicked and stood not in the path of the sinful. It's that not in the session of scorners, but Ki'im b'toras Hashem chafetzo b'toraso yegei yomam b'layla.
Okay, what does that verse mean? That's
key.
So he didn't sit with scoffers and leitzonim and people that made fun and idealized nonsensical things. He didn't sit among in the midst of a Moshe of leitzim, but rather he idealized Torah. And what does the Pasuk say specifically?
And his desires and Torah Hashem.
His Torah Hashem and what?
And his Torah.
And his,
he mediates day and night.
And in his Torah he mediates day and night.
He meditates day and night.
So what does that mean?
So that means a person's involved.
Person involved in learning. It says that he seeks out God's Torah and then, quote unquote, in his Torah he meditates.
In his Torah.
Right. So the Gemara Darshan's. What's the Gemara Darshan? At first... He learned his ratzon is God's Torah, right? Are you with me? Read the pasuk.
I'm looking inside.
The drasha.
Yeah.
Look at Rashi. Yeah. Let's look at Rashi together. Hold on. Don't close the Tehillim. Look at the pasuk.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it should make sense.
Well, but not. I have trouble with a lot of them because it seems like the rabbis are just pulling something out.
No, but here you could see the drasha.
This is like yishtapah.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you see the clarity of the chazal. Mm-hmm. Rashi. You want to read Rashi?
Sure.
Go ahead. Yilmad Adam. So what does it mean first? Gemara says first he should learn Torah. And then Yehege. Plus means thus. Says Rashi. Yilmad Adam mirabo. No?
Yilmad Adam.
Ache tehe. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yilmad Adam mirabo. It's right below... The airplane from the Gelsabach. See the Gelsabach airplane? So immediately below that, one line down. Mirabo. Achetehe Girsas HaTalmud. Shigur Lo Befiv. He's got to learn from his Rebbe until he knows the Girsa of the Talmud and the Perush. What does that mean? He knows the Pshat. He knows the Pshat. Until it's what? Shogur Befiv. What does Shogur Befiv mean? It's familiar. It's familiar in his mouth. It's in there. It's what do you call it? Like fluent. It's fluent. He's fluent in the pshat. He's gonna be fluent in the pshat, and then what can he do? Then he can be v'agach yege. What's yege? Then he can look into his learning, so to speak. L'damos milsel milsel hakshos l'tarits. Now we could start saying. Oh, this is like another Gemara. This is like this guy. I could ask a Kasha, give an answer. He could start getting fancy. But when can you get fancy? No, that's he's not gonna. He has to make sure he has the proper pshat first before he starts with the yege. Right? He can't be involved in yege besorosso because he might be building a wrong pshat. He might be saying he might be asking kashas that don't make sense. He might be midama milsa lemilsa for something that's not comparable.
What does that
mean? I mean, he's not always going to be around this Rebbe, so he should make sure that he makes sure he has the facts first, make sure he knows the pshat first, make sure he's familiar with the shakavatai first when he's with the Rebbe, and then he could start, once he has that shagra fit, because he got that from the Rebbe,
right.
Then on his own he could try to be Medal Milsa Milsa, he can ask kashas, he can give answers, but only once he's been given the clarity of the pshat from the Rebbe.
Interesting.
The point is you need to get the pshat first, and that can only be done through some degree of work and effort, and you have to make sure that you have. What's that with the Rebbe? Explanation. Again, David is looking at this through modern times. Yes, person could read the written word and say I understand it. Now, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But the point is, whatever the Rebbeim of today are, be they Rashi, be they Tosfos, be they some other Rishon that's going to help you get the pshat, or it's a Rebbe, right? Anyone
The
point is you have to work on the pshat first. You don't sit down and say, okay, let me see if I could say a svara. Well, what do you mean say a svara? What are you saying a svara on? You didn't look at the Gemara yet. Right, a person has to first, going back to our Gemara in Kiddushin, sheyehi mechudadin beficha, says Rashi, chazor lehem ubedok ba'omkam. First chazor lehem, and then bedok ba'omkam, like the Gemara in Sukkah says. What happened? First, merahati b'gemara, and then hodem ayinim b'svar. Yeah, you want to plumb the depths of the Talmud's profundity, and you want to try to explain the underpinnings of the sugya. Great, that's appropriate and maybe even necessary and important, but you can only do that once you have put in the time to chazar alehem.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you got the pshat right.
Also,
I'm gonna tell you a couple stories. And one story I'll name names, and one story I will not name names. First story. The other story, which I don't mind naming names, is that when I was zochah to be in the Rosh Hashiva this year, I have a distinct recollection of...
What year was this?
This was early on, early 90s.
Mm.
Maybe...
The 90s.
Maybe 95? Was it 95? Must have been 95. Mid-90s, we'll say. Let's say it was mid-90s. And I remember sitting in the shiur. It was a long shiur. It was a shiur, you know, went past what I thought was the end time of shiur. Yeah, I was going to college, but I'm saying, you know, you have this idea that, okay, shiur's from this time to this time, but the shiur went longer. And it was a difficult development. And then finally, after, let's say, an hour and a half, I thought it was a great shiur, and I thought I got something out of it. And I remember at the end of the shiur, she would clopped on the team and said, okay, now we got the pshat. Tomorrow we could try to explain, we could try to explain Taisa, something like that. And I was thinking to myself, and I still remember, got the pshat? Like, that's the pshat? That's the pshat? I thought I understood the pshat. I thought that was the shiur. No, that was the pshat. Meaning, sometimes go through the words, there's only one level of pshat to understand the words and why they're being used and how they're being used and what the whole intent was. That's still in the realm of pshat. You know, we think that that's something else. But the point I'm making is that if you just do a cursory reading of the Gemara and you get a cursory, a superficial understanding of the Gemara, you're not ready to start saying Svaras. You have to be Chazar Layan. You have to really get deep and make sure that you understand the Pshah. So that now you can say Ma'ini B'Svar. Now you can be Ma'ini B'Svar. Okay, anyway, that's just a personal anecdote, but I'm sure
there are many. I'm not going to lie about it.
Appreciate your honesty.
Want to hear a fun fact?
Sure. Okay, let's take a look now at the Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Anyone? Rabbi Osai?
Yeah.
Yes. Hello. Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Go ahead. Is that, no. Yeah. Let's see if that's as important as we think it is. Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Anyone?
Yep.
Go ahead.
S G A.
My Kamash Malon.
Oh, it's not
my. My Kamash Malon. Yeah. My Kamashmon, the Ligmar Inish.
The Ligmar Inish.
Lesbar. What does that mean? What is the Gemara coming to tell us? Gemara is coming to teach us that first the person should be involved in Limud. Right? That lesson is like from Gemara, Gaminon, Ligmar. It means to learn.
And then return.
And then Lesbar. We had that before, remember?
Yeah.
Hadar.
Yeah.
We had that back in Sukkah. And then how the mining b'svar. All right. Look at Rashi. Nice Rashi over here.
Yeah, and I like it how it's bold.
Good. Rashi. Ligros. Ligmar inish. Ligros shmeitzam mirabe. Person should learn. Learn what? Learn the lashon of the shmeitzah from his rebbe.
Okay.
Right, he knows he's just getting the pshat. He doesn't understand why necessarily. He's getting the pshat. This is usher, this is mutter, this is tahar, this is tameh. He's getting the pshat. What you would refer to as the facts. He's getting that from his rebbe. He makes sure, even though as he's learning it, even though as he's receiving it, he's not what? He doesn't know the reason. Doesn't know the reason. You know, there's a knee-jerk reaction that some Talmidim have. You know, as they're going through a Gemara, right away, they read a couple words and they say, okay, this is what's bothering me. Well, what do you mean what's bothering you? How about you read the next couple of lines? You don't even, maybe the Gemara's going to ask that question. Maybe the Gemara's going to resolve that. What do you mean what's bothering you? What's bothering you is that you don't know the pshat. So I think it's bad form and not a good use of one's time to simply try to look for the problems, if you will, while you're learning the Gemara for the first time. The first time you're looking at the Gemara, you should be getting the pshat. You shouldn't be looking for the problem. You shouldn't be looking to pull the rabbit out of the hat before you know all of the pshat. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's only when hodar lesbar taimi. You want to explain it? It's only afterwards. First, make sure you get the pshat. And if you noticed, over the last couple of years that we've been together, in the Shia, we try to do that. We try to learn through the Gemara first. We read through the Gemara first. Right? We read the Gemara and Rashi. Try to make sure we see it. Sometimes we'll earmark something. We'll say, okay, that's something we'll have to come back to. We want to make sure we get the whole flow. Then you can go back and then start saying, okay, let's now try to understand this. But you can't do that midway. That's not a proper method of learning. This is what's bothering me. This is my question. This is what I want to unexplain. You don't have enough information to do that. You don't even know what you're talking about.
It's like when I came back from Florida, the rabbi who said, like...
Right, right.
What do you mean? Here's the question.
Right.
How could we have two things in one bracha?
Right. It says open Gemara that discusses that. I mean, it's not a bad question, but Chazal has that question, and they deal with it.
It's a great question.
Right. But it's not a mic drop. It's not a showstopper.
Well, it's read more lines.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep going in the Gemara. Okay. So from all these Gemaras, and more like them, and by these Gemaras, again, referring to the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Shabbos, we certainly get the clear picture that while Svara enjoys a very important place in Limud HaTorah, and may be indispensable to Limud HaTorah in some regard, it is premature to engage in that form of learning before what?
Before
a person has the Chazar Aleihem, before the person has the Marahati B'Gemara, before the person has the Yomod Adam Torah, before the person has Ligmar Inish, before a person has any of those Lashonos, which all essentially mean the same thing. Learn the pshat first. Learn the pshat first. Make sure you have it clear, and then hadar lemezbar taimin. Then you can go on. Then it's ubesorah so yega. You want to share. You want to give your Torah first. Make sure you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, right? Make sure you know what it is that you're talking about. Make sure you know the.
What was the learning from Tehillim? What was that
process?
First
it says, Hashem. That's what he desires, Torah Hashem. And then it says, Ubisaraso, Yege. So obviously, what it means in the context of the Pasuk is, and God's Torah, he's Yege.
Right.
The Gemara is darshaning and saying, first it's Torah Hashem, and only after it's Soraso, his Torah. You want to be Yege Besoraso. You want to be involved in asking your kashas, giving your pshat, and giving your sora. That's only after you've mastered Torah Hashem.
They were talking about learning the words that they're saying.
Well, yeah, again, that's what David is doing. You're looking at the Gemara as what they had. They didn't necessarily have a printed text that we had. They had teachings, they had ideas, they had principles, they had discussions. Yes, at some point it was redacted and we have this script, if you will. But yes, they understood that there's a process, and understood that the process was first get the pshat, first understand what, and then we could ask kashas, we could do this, we could do that, we could go with the grubber. That's how you learn. That is the proper way to learn. Right, we can't say that's the way people always learn. Right? You have people walking around thinking they know a lot more than they do, but there's nothing we could do about that other than to educate people and to try to sensitize them to the proper approach.
Don't try to hurt their feelings.
Approach to learning.
I'm
listening.
Mada with Aryeh.
Mada, what do you mean?
Like
Rambam.
What do you mean, going through all of Sefer Mada? Okay.
Don't thinking.
Okay. In the context of this discussion, I want to share with you something that I saw in a nice sefer, contemporary sefer. The name of the sefer is called Shari HaYeshiva. Called Shari HaYeshiva, Ledarko Shel Ben HaYeshiva. It's an analysis of various aspects of Darkei Halimud. Poseach Shar, Le'olama Shal Yeshiva, Mahusa, Tavnisa, Kishasa, and deals with other aspects of the yeshiva existence, the yeshiva life. And the author makes a nice diuk. The author is Eliyahu Eliezer Dissler, who is a Talmud in the Panovich Yeshiva, may still be a Talmud in the Panovich Yeshiva. And, well, this sefer wasn't written that long ago, so I can't say for sure.
So, but this isn't being wrote Dessler.
The Michta Melio, I'm guessing it's either a descendant or I'm mispronouncing his name, but that appears to be his name, Dissler or Dessler. He makes an interesting diak, and he says that if you look at our Gemara in Maseches Brachos Avavim and Beis, where the Gemara says Igra de Pirka Rihata, listen to the diak that he makes. He quotes Rashi. He says Ikar Kibol Schar HaBrios HaRotzim Lishmoa Jirashim MiPichacham Hischar HaMarutza. Remember, one member was that by going Schar HaLicha. That's the balabas is going to get Schar HaLicha. Because most Balabatim are not on the level where they could get more out of it. What is more out of it? Einam mevinam lahamid girsa, to fully understand the teaching. Velomar shmuma mepi rabban la'achar zman. Sheikablu schar limud. Yesterday, Rashi. It's the Rashi that we saw. So what's the diak that he makes? Beautiful diak. Mavur bidivir Rashi. Shahashomeya Shir Mirabo, Lamrochin Nira Shahivin Asadvaram, Guy goes to a Shir.
And it's just, let's say it's a passive existence of sorts. He listens to the shiur, and while he's listening to the shiur, it's entertaining. It's enjoyable. He could see that the Rebbe is constructing buildings and tearing them down and building up new buildings and asking kashas and giving terutzim. He could see that. He could witness that, right? He can come once in a while and be a passive observer to a shiur and see that it's entertaining. It's somewhat enjoyable. But what's the true test of whether or not the Talmud really understands? He says, what does Rashi say? Lomar shmuam pi rabban la'achaz man. If you could say over the shiur at a later time, if you could say it over at a later time, la'achaz man, that means that you've absorbed it. If you can't say it over later, it means that you didn't absorb it. You didn't fully understand it. You know, at the moment, you experienced it. But you didn't chop it, if you will. You didn't make it part of you. And that's what he says. Shenira shehivin es hadvarim af yochel lachzor aleim ba'uso sha. Mikomokom im la'achar zman ein yochel lachzor al dvarim. If you can't say him over later, hareze mochiach al chisaron b'havanoso b'shas hashir. Then you didn't fully understand the shir. Can't say it over later. You know. Okay. Umemela ein biyado schar limud. Parentheses. He says, "Aval bavadish im eno zocher mach masiba acheres lo yitochin ki ayde zeh yafsid schar limud." Yeah, like you say, if he just doesn't understand it because he doesn't remember it because he has a bad memory, then he's not going to lose out schar limud. But let's say that's not.
Like, even though you don't remember the details necessarily,
he's not saying that. He's just saying you're not getting the full. You're not experiencing the full schar limud. You're not getting the full benefit of that limud. And it reminds me of a Meiri, which we quoted here, I think, the beginning of maybe last Elzman. Do you remember that Meiri? Not the one when you kept repeating that I said it's a rare opportunity. Not that Shia, but early on, I mentioned this Meiri. The Meiri says in Maseches Horios on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Also, at a point when I was trying to impress upon you collectively that there's an importance in putting in the time, putting in the effort, doing the work, not just coming to share and asking for the facts to be given to you so that you could impress each other with your ability to say svaras. The Miri writes, called Talmud Shirota Lamud al Talmudo. The Talmud wants to really be Matzliach in his learning. Ulatzliach b'yidioso, yilmod bein alavein atzmo. You should learn first. Mashu osid lomod, what we call prepare. You should prepare. You prepare for the shiur. Osid lomod lifnei rabo kafi mashu yochel. You prepare as best you can. Why? Shebezu yakirsh kiyosav yafet. Because then you come to the shiur and you'll see that the Rebbe said differently than you. The Rebbe said a pshat differently than what you thought the pshat was. Then you'll see why you made a mistake. Oh, I read that word this way, or I put the comma over here, or I misunderstood what the Gemara's kasha was. I misunderstood the Gemara's teretz. Now it can be more meaningful. But if you're just listening to a presentation, you're not getting the benefit of recognizing where you went wrong. You're not really gaining in terms of your ability to learn later. V'yichnesu divrei harav yoser al nokel belibo. You'll be able to get more out of the shiur, as it were, if you prepare. And this doesn't sound like something so profound. It sounds like a very basic idea, but this is the Meiri reinforcing what we already know to be true. But sometimes, for whatever reason, gets lost. It gets lost because, again, as I said, in the shiur world in general, it is the lumdus that is held out as the currency which distinguishes the men from the boys. And that might be true, but you can't get involved in lumdus before you have pshat. Because then you're not involved in lumdus. It's not lumdus if it's not based on pshat. It's not emes. It might be creative, it might be fancy speech, it might be good use of terminology, but if it's not based on pshat, it's not rooted in reality, to take a common phrase, then you're making a big mistake. And I saw an interesting, in the same sefer that I quoted moments ago, and I tried to find it in the sefer in the library, which I thought we had, it seems to be misplaced, there's an interesting account that took place, supposedly, between the Gra, and his Talmud, Rav Chaim Volozhin. Also some of the classics, right? The Gra and Rav Chaim Volozhin. What was it? He says the fun. I think this really speaks volumes. Sipur Lanu Rabbeinu, Rechaim Volozhin. The Talmud of Rechaim Volozhin is saying over, saying about him, about his Rebbe, Rechaim Volozhin, who was the prized Talmud of the Gra, author of the Nefesh HaChaim, Ruach HaChaim. Beg your pardon?
Yeah, no, he wrote that famous parak about learning.
Well, he wrote the whole sefer.
No, I know, but like they give out those little books.
Sipur Lanu Rabbeinu, Kishebalof Nehagra, Rechaim Volozhin said over to his Talmudim, that when I came before my Rebbe, the Gra, at the Haya Azkib ben Yutes Shana, he was 19. Betokef Harifuso Vizach Siklo, he was at the top of his game. He was clear in his thinking. And when he was a Harif, he was sharp, he was clear thinking. The Godel Hasmadaso Be'isahi V'Rav Zichrono Kiyadua, he had a very good memory, and he was a big masmid. V'Omer L'Rabo Hagrozal Chazarti Seder Moed Arba Esrei Pamim. So they went over, I reviewed Seder Moed 14 times. Va'od Einam Mechuvar Mechudavim B'fi. He told the Rebbe, he said, I went over, Shabbos, Psachim, Erevin, Psukkah, Moed Katan, Chagiga, Megillah, Lechulei, Lechulei, Rosh Hashanah, Yuma. Moed. Moed Mesechtos. Okay? So they went over the
how many? There are six sections?
Well, not. They don't all have Talmud, right? They don't all have Talmud corresponding to it. But I'm assuming what he meant was that he went through the Masechtos. And he says, I still don't have them clear. I did it 14 times, and I still don't have it clear. So he says, Heshivo Bitmiya. The Gra responds to him, Bitmiya, sort of wondrously, as if to say, V'chi me'arba asrei pamim ritzoncha shi mechuvarim berurim etzlecha. You think just, you did it 14 times, you think you're going to know it? Elamai, Chazav Hashem, Elamai, May of Echad Pamim, should I do it 101 times? Because there's a Gemara that talks about, the Gemara says doing it 101 times is not like doing it 100 times. It's a famous Gemara. So it seems like it was a nod to that Gemara. He said, so what does it mean? I got to do 101 times? So answered the Gra, Anehu v'omar, Ein l'dov azeh shir klal. There's no shir. There's no such thing as, then you know it. V'chol yamecha ba'amod v'hachzer koi. What does it mean? Your whole life you have to be involved in it. You have to go. You have to be involved in going over and learning and reviewing your whole life. There's always more to be gotten. There's always deeper understanding. There's no such thing as, I know that. There's no more to be learned from that. Right? Like Rosh Hashiva is fond of quoting the Gemara that says, Ein beis medrash b'lo chiddush. There's no such thing as a person coming to a Gemara, even though you've done it before, and not being able to come up with something new. Yeah. Right, we say that all the time. Right, we still have to say over the story. Now, one reason could be just because that's just the mitzvah. You have to say it over even though you know it. Another idea is, as you're saying, yeah, the more you say it over, the more you're going to get out of it. Every time, you're going to get a new insight of some sort. So, I think this is important. You know, we see these terms, and I think we're drawn to these terms. When we see the word svara, there's something that sort of swells within us. We get a certain sense of excitement, exhilaration, because we know when you say svara, that's the thing. That's
the learning.
Right? And Chazal recognized the importance of svara, but not at a point that's inappropriate. Svara doesn't come in before the pshat. Again, maybe this is a double pasha. Maybe this is something that
it was
clear to everybody, and it wasn't worth our time to discuss. But from what I've seen, and I don't just mean here, I think in general there's a certain tendency for guys to put the proverbial cart before the horse, meaning we know the excitement is over here, so let's get to that. Let's show up to the shiur once a week, and won't put any time into prepare. Let's just listen to the. To the presentation, and we could hock around about it. We could share our two cents. That's fine if that's all a person could do. But understand that that's not what Chazal had in mind. That's not the Derech HaLimud that was envisioned by Chazal. And they understood that the only way that you can have a real svara is if you have correct pshat. Without correct pshat, you're not talking about the Torah. You're talking about something that you created. Which might be fun, but that's not Limud HaTorah. Okay, so I'm going to say something?
Oh, sorry.